Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. The last time we talked to tonight's guest, it was about her Christmas-themed children's book, Beneath That Star. But being an author isn't Sally Meadows' only skill. She's also a talented musician with two full-length CDs to her name and now a new single to her credit. The singer-songwriter-author Sally Meadows is on the phone with us from her home in Saskatchewan to talk to us about her new single, Holy Spirit. But before we begin our conversation with Sally, let's listen to Written on His Hand from her CD, Turn the Page. Sally.
Good evening, Robert.
How are you?
I'm doing really great.
Good. Now, let's go back for, I know we did an interview last Christmas when we you're releasing Beneath That Star. But for those who didn't hear that, let's give them a little bit more background on you and who you are. You had a really interesting story. You'd left the corporate world to become a writer and musician. Give us a little bit about that journey for you.
Well, first of all, I do have to say that I guess I did quit cold, but I've been doing music all my life. I've been a worship leader or in music ministry for over 20 years. And before that, I've been playing piano since I was really young. I've also, my corporate career also had aspects of writing to it, and so I've been involved in professional editing and writing for quite a long time as well. But in January 2013, I was at a place where I just felt that the Lord had something different, something better for me, and I decided to leave where I was and pursue music and writing ministry full time. And so here I am today, three and a half years later, still going strong, and I've had some wonderful things happen to me along this journey.
Well, what was it like to sort of leave that safety net of knowing that, you know, on this side you've got the corporate work that you've been doing, you have the security and the stability that comes from a steady paycheck and that, and then moving from that into the full-time ministry aspect where, there's always uncertainty, there's always, the challenge of going from one point to another where you're either putting out new books or you're putting out new music. Yeah, so what was it like for you to go through that decision-making process that says, I'm leaving this stable life to this life of of unknown, almost like an Abraham type of call.
Well, there is definitely, I'm one to not shy away from challenges, and there's definitely an amount of risk involved. I wouldn't have been able to do this without the support of my husband, who does have a steady job. And so there were some adjustments that had to be made, because when you're starting up any ministry or any business, there's going to be a couple of lean years. I basically stepped out in faith. The process of changing my life was a gradual one, because I started concertedly doing freelance writing and doing music at least from around 2011. So there was a couple of transition years when I put out my first CD, I guess. So it wasn't, I did make the decision abruptly, but it really was a decision with at least a couple years in the making, if that mm-hmm. makes any sense. With regards to stability, I really felt that this was what God wanted me to do, and there can't be any greater direction or security than that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier that you've been playing in worship teams and playing music for 20 years or so. You've been playing piano since you were a young girl. Where did that attraction to music first start? What got you on the road to wanting to play and being where you are now?
I can't, looking back, I can't remember the moment that I decided to do that. In fact, I probably was, like many people, encouraged by my parents, my mother specifically, to do piano. And, she used to tell me that she just loved to hear me play. My mom was a singer, and it wasn't until her 60s and 70s that she actually learned multiple instruments. And I think that she may have lived a little bit vicariously through me when I was young. All I know is that how I felt when I played the piano when I was young, it was something I just loved to do. I just loved music. I loved listening to music. I wasn't really introduced to Christian music till I was probably in my 20s. But it was just something that I just loved to do. And for those first... before I started doing music ministry 20 plus years ago, I really just, it was something I did for my pleasure, for how I felt. I didn't do anything publicly, when I was a girl, except for music festivals or even in my 20s. So it was, turning that over to the Lord happened when I was a little bit later in my life, and maybe you get a lot of kids, growing up in the church and doing music and being on worship teams, sometimes even before their teens. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, you talk about the fact that you've always been writing, you've always been doing music. Is there one of those that you gravitate towards more than the other, or do you just like doing both?
I think this probably fits into a little bit about the scriptures that are really speaking to me right now. And right now, the parable of the talents is really on my mind over the last couple of weeks as I prepare for speaking at a writer's conference in a couple of weeks. And, parable of the talents, of course, is that some were given 10, some were given 5, some were given 2, some were given 1. And I feel that if God's given me a passion and an ability in a variety of areas, I want to explore each one of them to the best of my ability. And so it's hard to pick. Like last year, I was very focused on the writing with the release of my 2 children's book. Something unexpected happened this year. In January, I met someone who has become my songwriting partner. And so music has been a big focus for me this year, which was partially planned because I want to release an album in 2017, and I'd started writing songs at the end of last year. But I kind of follow where God leads me at any given time with these different talents that he's given me.
Well, I'm going to continue in talking about that because we're going to focus on your new single that's just come out. But what we need to do is we need to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with our guest singer-songwriter Sally Meadows. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Sally Meadows' new single, Holy Spirit. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Sally. You mentioned just before we went to break that this year has been sort of focused on the songwriting, on music, and part of that was because you connected with a songwriting partner, Stan Garchinski. How did that all come together?
I met Stan at a songwriting master class retreat that our provincial music association, SAS Music, put on, and we were actually just kind of thrown together at that retreat. On the last day, we sat down for 2 hours, as did all the other musicians that were there, and were tasked to come up with a song and then perform it in front of all the other industry professionals there, and that included some Juno Award-winning or one Juno Award-winning producer and well-known songwriting master, Jason Blum of the United States, and many, many songwriters use his books as references. So it was really amazing. And even the participants, they were all either established or up-and-coming Saskatchewan musicians, and actually beyond. I think there are some from other places in Canada. So when Stan and I sat down and wrote a song, which was not Holy Spirit, by the way, it was a different song, but we just kind of clicked, and he wanted to keep going, and so we have. And between then and now, we've written six-plus songs, I guess six-and-a-half songs. We're working on one right now. And we just, we write a combination of, or some of our songs are more for the mainstream market, and at least half of them are for our worship songs. And so it's been a very interesting process.
Well, what's it been? I know on your first CD, Turn the Page, all the songs were written, you wrote all the songs yourself. What's it been like now to start working with a partner in terms of that whole creative process of songwriting?
I'm not going to lie, it's challenging. It's been, generally our process is that he often comes up with the music, and this is just as us as a partnership, because obviously I write the music for my own songs. But he will send me music, and sometimes if he has a thought about what the song's going to be like, sometimes he just sends me the chorus. So for Holy Spirit, for example, he sent me the words Holy Spirit and the chorus, and then I built the song around that, and then we eventually worked on it together to refine it. And so you're getting two people from completely different backgrounds. My background is pretty well exclusively Christian music. He actually works more in the mainstream. He's more country. I'm more pop. And so, in some ways, people have said this, it's like a marriage. He's bringing certain strengths in. I'm bringing certain strengths in, and we help shore up each other's weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So, for example, he tends to really, really like to simplify things, and I tend to start things complicated, and so we meet somewhere in between.
I know one of the things that I find when people, especially with creative people, is that there's a lot of element of themselves in what they're creating, and when you're working with somebody else, it often means you have to compromise yourself in that. Have there been the challenges in terms of finally letting go and saying, okay, maybe that particular lyric or that particular musical hook I really, really liked, but maybe I need to let it go?
We are very respectful of what each other brings. And so I think it's important to take on a mantle of humbleness at times and have the give and take, again, just like in any relationship. And so we've worked together very, very well, and that's why, 7 months later, we're still working together, and I'm very excited because this weekend is the first time that we're actually going to be playing live together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that's, that we'll see how that works, and we'll go from there.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed too is the fact that you mentioned that you're working towards an album for or a CD for 2017, but you've now released a single, and that seems to be sort of the new model as musicians come up with new material and that they're releasing the singles out to try and draw people in. Was that a deliberate decision in terms of a marketing strategy? In terms of doing that, or did you just really feel that this needed to get out there at this point in time?
I think it's really a combination of the two. I have certain goals in mind. So, for example, in 2015, I wanted to release a single this year, and I didn't know what that one was going to be or what that was like. As I said, I had already started writing songs at the end of last year, and so I had in my head I wanted to release a single. Stan actually had wanted to write a song for his church's 50th anniversary celebration, and Holy Spirit seemed to fit both of those things. So it's been played in multiple churches already, and by the way, we do hope that churches will grab onto this song and want to play it as part of their worship music, and they can contact me at sally@sallymeadows.com because we do have vocal lead and piano music available. So it was a concerted decision to release something this year, knowing that I couldn't have a whole album done by this year. Stan has offered to write songs with me for that if I so choose, and he's very generous that way, and that's awesome. But yes, it was important for me to see, I haven't released something new for about 2.5 years, and
mm-hmm.
It was a marketing thing in the sense of, okay, I need to get back out there, and it's also something I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love the creative process. Is definitely one of my favorite processes, is the songwriting part and the recording part, and we had some amazing musicians come on board for this single.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I noticed that the partnership aspect hasn't just stopped with Stan. You've also teamed up with Anne Margaret Hovsepian, who's an author and illustrator, and developing a one-page coloring sheet to accompany the single. What kind of led to all of that, and why something like a coloring sheet?
I'm a huge, I love paper crafts. And I also try to be very creative in my marketing. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't work, but, you know, all you can do is try. And I became friends with Anne Margaret on Facebook, and we just, you know, again, it sort of clicked. We found out we had a lot of similar things, like we both have a chemistry background of all things, and look where she's gone and look where mm-hmm. I've gone. I'm really excited because I'm actually going to be meeting her this month and in person because we have never met yet. And we can't deny the adult coloring book craze.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the intention of coloring books for Christians is that for example, her book is that there are scriptures and we're encouraged as Christians to meditate on God's word. So if you, and then coloring it can also be seen as something that relaxes you and, you know, which is good for your health and that kind of thing. And so putting those two together is that when you have a coloring page that has a scripture, or in this case, the words Holy Spirit, it allows us to, you know, color and just think about, you know, what does the Holy Spirit mean in your life? How is he your comforter? You know, what does he mean to you? And that's my hope, you know, people... I hope it doesn't sound too corny, but if they listen to the song and they're coloring, I want to draw people into, you know, who is the Holy Spirit? What role does he play in your life? And you know, my hope is that people will be filled with the Holy Spirit and that it will flow out of them, and that's what my song is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about love. It's about the infilling of the Holy Spirit and the outflowing of the Holy Spirit as well. So it's kind of an interactive, creative duality with the whole intention for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a final break, and then we're going to finish our conversation with singer-songwriter Sally Meadows. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to I Will Sing from Sally Meadows' Turn the Page CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Sally. You mentioned a couple of minutes ago that Holy Spirit has been sung at a number of different places. There have been a number of different occasions it's been introduced. What's been the reaction to the song to this point?
Well, one of the exciting things that just happened a couple of days ago, of course, is when somebody contacts me and said, "I heard your song on the radio. It's really blessed me." I think that's the greatest thing that, or the most common thing that people have said so far. So we have to remember it's just been released on Friday, but it's getting radio play across Canada and down into the United States. And I really do appreciate feedback when people, you know, how does it touch you? You know, how is it speaking to you? I really do appreciate feedback when people get that or give that to me. And so, you know, I have been delighted with the response that I've received from radio stations and their willingness to include it in their rotation, because that doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the song to touch people. You know, I myself was in a very specific place when I wrote the words for it, and I want people to feel full of joy when they hear it. And I'm delighted so far with the response and looking for, you know, really great things from it as time goes on.
Yeah. I know you mentioned it earlier, but just in case people missed it, where can people find out more information about the Holy Spirit single or even about your other areas of ministry?
The best place to go to, first of all, is sallymeadows.com is my website. You can purchase the song on my website, and when you do, you get that Holy Spirit coloring sheet free that you can download. But I'm extending that to if anybody has purchased it anywhere, because it is available on iTunes and cdbaby.com, and there'll be other places coming as well. Drop me a line at sally@sallymeadows.com, and I'll send you an electronic version. The other thing is, as I mentioned earlier, we had prepared lead sheets, piano sheets, vocal sheets, and chord sheets as well for Holy Spirit. And if you think that, if you listen to it, and by the way, it is up on YouTube right now, there's a lyric video available to view and to listen to. If you feel that might be a song that your congregation might be interested in worshiping to, contact me and I will send those free of charge to you. And you can reach me at sally@sallymeadows.com. I think that's about it.
Okay, great. Well, Sally, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Sally Meadows. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca, follow us on Twitter @selah13, look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.